It's hard to make sense of the mess and more.
And right next to it, we have the wall studs. Came down here, and the little straight nails here.
When they're in piles by the curb, all the houses, whether they're single or two-story, brick or stone, look the same. But when Tim Marshall digs through the heaps of wood, brick, and nails, he finds clues to how these homes disintegrated when the 200-mile-per-hour winds moved in.
Yeah, you know, I walk through the debris, and yeah, there's a lot of jumbled pieces of wood. But when we start looking at how pieces of wood, for example, over here, look at this long board. Yeah, it's just pulled out. The nails are hardly bent. I mean, they're just pulled straight out of the wood.
Marshall is a meteorologist and a civil engineer at Hague Engineering in Dallas. When disaster strikes, he moves in and starts to
play like Sherlock Holmes. So I'm sort of like playing detective here, where I go in and look at these buildings and see how they fail.
They fail spectacularly, and a neighbor's poorly constructed home can become a cloud of shrapnel that shreds your home. But Marshall says these homes can be built better.
Bolts and clips and straps in the proper place, $500 to $1,000 on a house. That's all.
Marshall says local and state officials should update the building code to make sure that happens. He said the same thing in 1999 when an F5 tornado cut a similar path through Moore. He even authored a study on the failures and how Oklahoma homes could be made safer. No one listened.
I doubt that pattern will repeat. I bet after this one that we're going to see some changes.
Shane Spiegel is the development services manager for the city of Moore. He says the city's building codes were updated a few times between the 1999 and 2013 tornadoes, but those updates were nothing special. This city, like many, regularly adopts a set of generic pre-written standards and enhances them with local tweaks and changes. But none of Moore's residential building code upgrades address tornadoes. And Marshall says those generic construction standards don't either.
The building codes do consider hurricanes, but they don't consider tornadoes. Go figure.
You know, this is the third time that Moore's been hit. And it doesn't make a difference as Moore, because it can happen anywhere. We hope there is no next time, but we know within reason that's going to happen again.
That's Billy Pope, the CEO of Oklahoma's Uniform Building Code Commission, a state agency that sets the minimum building code standards for the entire state. The commission was formed in 2009, a decade after that first Moore F5 tornado. It has no inspectors or enforcement authority. A new version of the minimum building code was released last year, but Oklahoma's commission didn't adopt it. And there have been no additions to Oklahoma's building code to help guard against tornadoes. Pope says that's likely to change.
And that's why we bring those engineers and architects and stuff together to see if there's something we can do and put it in as a mandate to make those withstand a little more, do a little better.
Officials in Joplin, Missouri toughened building code standards after its EF5 tornado in 2011. Alabama adopted a statewide building code after an EF4 tornado devastated Tuscaloosa that same year, but it doesn't require tornado-resistant construction. Officials in those states, like Oklahoma, worry that new construction mandates will increase a home's cost. Marshall says there are other pressures.
Everybody wants back in their house as soon as possible, so pushing that agenda of better building, it's a difficult thing to do.
But Marshall says there's an opportunity to build safer homes here and more, because, unfortunately, many of these neighborhoods are clean slates. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.